Good morning, Chevra.
The parsha of the month is not just a very interesting day that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael. The parsha of the month actually teaches us all the lessons we need to know about Hishtadlus and Parnasa for all time. So for example, when Yirmiyo Anavi, the Gemara wants to know, when Moshe Rabbeinu put away some of the month in a container and left it and put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Chazal, Rashi quotes, everybody wanted to know why in the world, if you're going to make a museum, you want to make it in a place where people are going to be able to visit. You're not going to make a museum in a place where people aren't allowed to go. If you're going to put the man in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is allowed to go, who's ever going to see the man? Did anyone ever see this container of man? So Rashi quotes that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, at a certain point in history, took it out, and he brought it out to Klal Yisrael, and he showed them the Tzinsenes HaMan, the container of the man. And he said to them, you guys need to learn more Torah. And if you'll say to me, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to learn? We have to work. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lots of ways of providing parnasa. Take a look at this. And he showed them the container of man. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide in all kinds of ways. So that's the Chazal. The question obviously is, what do you mean? Hashem's not going to make man bisman hazeh. How could Yirmiyo say to them, don't worry, Hashem has lots of ways of giving you parnasa. That was in a midbar when there was a miracle. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, so then you have to do Hishtadlus. You have to work for your parnasa. You can't just rely on a nes. So how could Yirmiyo tell them, you have to learn more and work less? Don't worry, rely on the nes, I'll be mine. Well, how could he say that? So the answer seems to be that that's not correct. That the way, that the rule for the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu provides parnasa is by the man. That even Bizman Hazeh, when we have to do Hishtadlus and we have to work and we're in Eretz Yisrael and there are all sorts of halachas of Trumas and Maishas and Bikurim, and obviously people are going to have to be working, they're going to have to be farming. But nonetheless, the rule, the dynamic of the man still applies in the same way. Meaning what? That when the man fell, people still had to go travel a certain amount, they had to collect it, they had to pick it up, they had to bring it home. There was an element of Hishtadlus even when it came to the man. So HaKadosh Baruch was telling us that the rule is, I provide your parnasa. You have to do a certain effort to go collect it, but I'm the one that provides it for you. So even Bizman Hazeh, it's exactly the same dynamic. That we have to do our Hishtadlus, we have to go out and we have to go collecting our Parnasa, however it's coming to us. But we should never think that it works based on a cause and effect. That depending on how much work I put in, that's how much I'll collect. The dynamic of the Mun is the dynamic of exactly of how Parnasa works. So for example, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you have to go out and you're going to collect an Omer Lagul Golas, an Omer per person. So it says in the Pasuk that they went out and they collected more than they were supposed to. So what happened? They got home. So when they got home, all of a sudden, they didn't have all that they collected. That's not the pshat and the worms and everything else. That was different. If they had extra because they didn't finish eating their portion, they're supposed to take an omer per person. Let's say they only ate half an omer because they wanted to save it for tomorrow, which they weren't supposed to do. One of the instructions of the money, you have to eat it all today. So they were supposed to eat their omer per person. So if they didn't eat the omer, so what happened? They tried to save it, and the next day it spoiled, it got wormy, it was disgusting. So it's useless to save it. You have to eat it that day. But if they collected in the midbar, if they would go out and they would collect more than the omer per person, so by the time they got home, they didn't have it. It just wasn't there. They spent all that time and energy collecting more than they needed so that they would have a ton of man. And when they got home, they only had exactly an omer per person. And those are all the rules of parnasa, Bizman Hazeh, that a person can expend all kinds of energy and all kinds of efforts, but he's going to end up with exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have. Either because there are going to be unexpected bills to pay, or because something's going to happen, he's not going to get the contract he thought he would, whatever the reasons are and however it works out. But that's the dynamic, that a person only makes as much parnas as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him and was geizer that he should make on Rosh Hashanah. So one little ha'ar I wanted to make is that when you read the psukim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that there's going to be this thing called Lecha Mishnah on Friday. So there's going to be a double portion of man on Friday. The thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu never told Klal Yisrael that. He told them all the rules that they're only supposed to collect an omer per person, they're not supposed to collect more, and that they're not supposed to leave it over. But he never told them that on Erev Shabbos they're supposed to collect double. So Rashi certainly learns Pshat this way. If you take a look at the Psukim, it says that they went out on Erev Shabbos, and when they got back home, what did they collect? They learned their lesson. The beginning of the week, they collected one omer per person. And they got home, and instead of having one omer per person, on Erev Shabbos, they had two omer per person. So they freaked out. They said, what's going on over here? Why do we have two? Why do we have double what we collected? In other words, they didn't collect the two portions. They collected one portion per person. By the time they got home, miraculously, they had two portions per person. So they all freaked out, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what is going on over here? He says, oh, I forgot to tell you. that because the man's not going to fall on Shabbos, so there's going to be a double portion that's going to fall on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. So they said, okay, I guess that's how it works. So you see something very interesting from here. Then when it comes to Parnassa, so we have to do Hishtadlis the whole week for our Parnassa. Shabbos is different. We know the Chazal say that there's no such thing as a budget for Shabbos, that we have a certain amount of money that we're going to make that's nigzar, that's decreed on Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't include Shabbos, Yontif, Talmud Torah, certain things that doesn't include. So that budget has to do with everything that's during the week, but it has nothing to do with Shabbos. So you see from here that absolutely no Hishtadlos is necessary for what we have for Shabbos. That just like Klal Yisrael, the dynamic of the month was they went out to collect an Omer per person every single day, and on Erev Shabbos also, they only went out to collect one Omer. But by the time they got home, they had, for Shabbos, they had an Omer that they never expended any energy to collect. There was no Hishtadlos to the for the preparation or for the Parnassa, for the food that they were going to eat on Shabbos. So that's the rule. The Shabbos is not included in the general rule of Hishtadlos. It's not included in the Parnassa of Nigzar and Rosh Hashanah. That's something that comes miraculously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos. Hatzlacha. Please don't forget to record yourselves saying over the Gemara and the Tetaisusin if you can manage it. And send it to me however you feel it appropriate. WhatsApp is probably the easiest way. Kol tov, chevra.